This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to a Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment. Throughout the month of March, we'll be looking at some of the women who have and are making a profound difference in the health of our air, land, water, and population. We will reflect, and we will look to the present and future with some of these women who are working today to stamp their imprint in history. Today, we're joined by Rebecca Esselman. Rebecca is the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
The Watershed Council dates back to 1956, and you took over leadership in August of 2019. Now, in between, the successes have been in large part due to the work and efforts of women. We're going to talk about some of them today, but first I'm interested to know, what drew you to working in the realm of environmental protection?
My interest in the environment started in college. I took some early classes in biology, learned about ecosystems, and learned about how threatened they were because of the way humans were behaving and interacting with the environment. And I felt very compelled to make a career contributing toward improving that.
So you have the academics and you are working towards something you truly believe in. Who served as your inspiration along this path?
I've had the privilege of working with a lot of really incredible, inspiring people. Prior to coming to the Huron River Watershed Council, I worked with the Nature Conservancy, which is an environmental organization that attracts some of the biggest and best and most ambitious in the environmental movement. So it would be hard to name a few. But, I spent my young career there working with folks that were making a big impact in fresh water. And being a Great Lakes child, I was really drawn to water protection. So I spent a lot of time with water professionals. But in Washtenaw County and in my hometown, I've drawn inspiration from some of these women that we're going to be talking about today.
The Huron River, obviously considered to be the cleanest urban river in Michigan, and much of that credit does belong to the Watershed Council, and at its heart, it has been women who have helped lead the way. That includes its longest-serving board member, former Ann Arbor City Councilwoman Eunice Burns. From a historical perspective, how vital was Eunice's leadership in creating the council that exists today?
Eunice Burns was, we'll call her, one of the founding mothers of the Huron River Watershed Council. She was there from the beginning and helped establish the council. After that, she remained heavily involved. She served as chairwoman of the Watershed Council on three different occasions throughout the 70s. And her tenure with our organization continued until her passing. I sat with her at a fundraising event, our annual fundraising event, Suds on the River, just a few years ago. She was still volunteering with us and providing her sage advice and making her mark on our organization.
Unfortunately, Eunice passed away at the age of 93 in 2016. Our Women's History Month edition of Issues of the Environment continues on WEMU, and today we're talking with the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, Rebecca Esselman. Another integral member of the council board was Shirley Axon. Now, Shirley was a good friend of Eunice's and co-founded one of the great days of the year on the Huron River, right?
That's right. Shirley and Eunice, one of their legacies, one of many, but one of the most high-profile ones, is Huron River Day, which is an event that happens in Ann Arbor annually and has for 40 years now.
Absent the pandemic, right?
Yes, although we are finding a creative way to do it this year. It was on pause last year, but we will have a Huron River Day all day in May.
That is great news.
Yeah. So Shirley was integral in establishing that event. The idea was to really bring the community to the river and teach them about the river and environmental protection in a very accessible and fun way.
Now, Shirley served on the board for 35 years, stepping away in 2013, and sadly, she too passed at the age of 89 in 2018. I started local radio back in 1989. That was the same year that Janice Bobrin became Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. Now, in all of my conversations over the years with her, I just called her the Water Czar. It is safe to say she was a trailblazer in water protections and improvements. How instrumental has Janice Bobrin been as a member of the Watershed Council Board?
Yeah, I'd say she was a trailblazer and still is. You know, Janice is still part of the Huron River Watershed Council Board. She has been this steadfast advisor and advocate for the work we do. I know she was a mentor to my predecessor, Laura Rubin, and she has served in that role for me as well. She shows up. She is experienced. She's wise. She has great ideas. It's hard to overstate Janice's mark on the Huron River Watershed Council and the work we do.
Once again, this is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Rebecca Esselman, the Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, and our guest on issues of the environment. And you just mentioned the name, and we cannot talk about the Watershed Council without discussing your predecessor, Laura Rubin. Since her departure in 2019, she's been working as Director of the Healing Our Waters Great Lakes Coalition. The amount of work accomplished since Laura first took the helm of the Watershed Council in 1998 is nothing short of awe-inspiring. As you reflect on her years of service and the work that you were charged with taking over, how did Laura Rubin transform the health and future of the Huron River?
Well, with 20 years invested in our mission, there are so many ways that she has made a mark on the river and our communities in ways that resulted in improvements to the Huron River, and I would argue Michigan's waterways broadly. There are an infinite number of less visible ways that she did that. There are some highly visible ways I'll highlight which show the level of impact that Laura was able to have on water in Washtenaw County and in the state. She led the Huron River Watershed Council to be granted standing in the negotiations for a better cleanup of 1,4-dioxane, the groundwater contamination below Washtenaw County. This was actually a rare achievement for an environmental nonprofit to be granted this standing. And it allows us to advocate on behalf of the river. Laura was also instrumental in providing the critical advocacy necessary at the state level to get the state to adopt a statewide phosphorus fertilizer ban. As you may know, phosphorus is one of the most insidious pollutants in the Huron River, causing algal blooms and all sorts of other problems. Getting that phosphorus fertilizer ban was instrumental in seeing water quality improvements throughout the state. So that was another huge success that has Laura's name on it.
And that leads us to you. As you continue the work that she started and the work you plan to do forging ahead, what is the immediate plan and goal?
There are two areas of focus that have a lot of my attention these days. The first is climate change. Actually, when I was brought into the Watershed Council 8 years ago, it was to think about the implications of climate change for river protection. And so I've been chipping away at that question over the course of my career with the Watershed Council. And now we are making investments and making sure that all the work we do to restore and protect the Huron and the Huron River communities is thinking about what needs to change as far as how we do things and how we prioritize things based on what we know is coming because of climate change. That's a big focus of mine. Additionally, as an organization, we have really doubled down our efforts to consider how we best serve our communities and who we're serving. I think we have room to grow in making sure that our programming and our staff are serving the full diversity of residents within our watershed boundaries and making sure that their priorities around water are reflected in our work.
If you get to a point where, like Laura Rubin, you have served 20 years, what is the legacy you would like written about your tenure as head of the Huron River Watershed Council?
That's a great question, David. Geez, 20 years.
Seems like forever away, doesn't it?
It does. It does, especially when we're existing in this time that begs that we take it one day at a time. But I would say, you know, one of the best things we can do in our role, because we are a small staff, is make sure that all residents of the Huron River watershed have a stewardship ethic, that they see this water, that they value this water, that they behave in ways that take care of that water. If we can get our residents, our businesses, our local governments on board with this mission, we will have success. If I can make progress in that direction, I will feel satisfied.
Thank you so much for the time you've given us today, and thank you for the work you continue to do.
Thanks. It was nice chatting with you again, David.
That is Rebecca Esselman, Executive Director of the Huron River Watershed Council and the first of our guests on issues of the environment marking Women's History Month. Join us next week and we'll talk with the founder of the Washtenaw County Environmental Council and founding chairperson of the newly formed Democratic National Council on Environment and Climate Crisis, Michelle Dietrich. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard every Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.